A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 93 degrees. KSL's top story. Police, firefighters, and other employees in Salt Lake City might be getting a pay raise. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
City leaders say they still have to negotiate deals with two agencies, and until those negotiations are done, no one on either side wants to spill any details. But Mayor Aaron Mendenhall reportedly told the council this week, changing work conditions and the shortage of police officers across the state is making it a lot harder to find officers now. And she also said the Salt Lake Police Department is dealing with 70 pending vacancies at the moment. In the end, the council agreed to set aside $9 million from the city's rainy day fund so they can have more wiggle room in these negotiations. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A maintenance worker at a Salt Lake City motel has been charged for sexually assaulting a woman staying there. The Deseret News reports the employee used his master key to enter the woman's room and assault her. 53-year-old Chester Navakyatewa is charged with object rape, forcible sexual abuse, and burglary. A Utah woman is praying her wedding dress isn't the latest damage from that massive construction fire in Mill Creek a week ago. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has her story.
Sarah Jensen's wedding dress was at Zhang's Alterations in Mill Creek, getting tweaked before her September wedding.
And I have been informed that they do have my wedding dress. However, I don't know the current state of the dress at this time.
Jensen says the shop finally reached to her today. It was just one of the many businesses damaged by that fire that took down a portion of Mill Creek's newly planned city center. Jensen says she has a plan to meet with Zhang tonight to get the dress back.
I'm relieved that they have the dress, and only time will tell until I can get there and see for myself what the state of it is.
She says she doesn't know if the shop had insurance. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
President Biden unveiled a new strategy to combat rising gun violence. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president's plan targeting rogue gun dealers, illegal firearms, and high-capacity magazines.
No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds, unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something.
The president calling on Congress to pass stiffer gun laws and signing an executive order that provides resources for urban communities that need help. Vice President Harris announcing she will travel to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday, despite traveling to Central America and holding meetings with foreign nations on stopping illegal immigration at the source. Republicans have criticized the vice president for not visiting the southern border. The U.S. Supreme Court today sided with the high school cheerleader whose F-bomb-laden Snapchat posts got her suspended from the squad. In an 8-1 decision, the court ruled that the school violated then-14-year-old Brandy Levy's First Amendment rights by overreaching their right to limit the girl's speech off campus. Brandy's father, Larry, is thrilled with the victory.
Not that it was just a victory for Brandy and us. This is a victory for students and parents across the entire country.
Justice Breyer wrote that Brandy's speech, although vulgar, did not present a real threat or disruption to the school. Therefore, it violated the girl's free speech. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And the Supreme Court ruled in a case dealing with police warrants this morning. The decision, police don't have the right to enter a home of somebody they're chasing if nobody's in imminent danger. The case involved a police officer who chased a man in California. The court decided the officer violated the man's rights by entering his home without a warrant, even though they were in pursuit. Most of the state is still under a red flag warning through at least tomorrow, and some thunderstorms make their way here. Kaylee Yardley with the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands says they're not the kind that bring much rain.
Over the next couple of days, Utah's going to see a mix of scattered thunderstorms. With these storms, we're going to see an increased chance of lightning, which then increases our fire potential.
Four of the eight wildfires burning right now in Utah were caused by lightning. KSL News Time 4:34. Engineers at Southern Utah University are 3D printing limbs for pets. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
A Siberian Husky named Yeti can now run and do other normal dog activities. Laurel Dodgen with SUU says the limbs are made from the same material used in human prosthetics, and they have to be custom made for each pet.
Sometimes a vet can help you through the process, but you can just do it on your own.
Dodgen says they will cost anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 each for your pet. Three female engineering students developed the back feet for Yeti, and a company named Bionic Pets teamed up to manufacture them for the public. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News time. I'm out of practice. I'm back in the studio for the first time. And for everything's disorienting, Ricky.
I mean, you sound good at least.
I have to like figure out where the mic off button is. My goodness, I need a mic off button. But anyway, you know.
You'll pick up the routine. It's just like riding a bike.
It's good to be back and it's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well.
So what are they seeing out there?
It's a rough ride for Davis County drivers. It's due to a crash northbound I-15 as you're approaching the Layton Parkway. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic and causing stop and go delays to the Highway 89 split in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. On the way on KSL, my minute of news, the one about the World War II veteran that so many people have asked me to replay. Stay right here with KSL. It's 4:36.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.